Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, October 1st, and we are kicking off a new month with a major headline.
A major headline indeed. The U.S. federal government is officially shut down, and predictably, futures are pointing to a lower open this morning.
That's right. The S&P futures are down about 28 points. The Dow is off by over 150. It's not a complete shock. The market saw this coming, but the reality is finally setting in.
So what's the immediate fallout for traders? What are the biggest concerns here?
Well, there are two main worries. First, the potential for extensive government layoffs, which could hit consumer spending. But the bigger issue is the delay of key economic data. We might not get Friday's all-important employment situation report.
Wow. So the Federal Reserve could be flying blind heading into its next meeting. That adds a huge layer of uncertainty.
Exactly. Now, today's data is unaffected. We're still getting the ISM Manufacturing Index later this morning. But we did get the MBA mortgage applications, and they were not good.
How bad are we talking?
Down a whopping 12.7%. A huge drop from the prior week's small increase. That's definitely a sign of cooling in the housing market.
Okay, let's pivot to earnings. The big one after the bell yesterday was Nike.
A very solid report from Nike. They beat expectations on both earnings per share and revenue. North American sales were up 4%. The stock is gapping up over 3% this morning in response.
A bright spot, for sure. But it wasn't all good news on the earnings front, right?
Not at all. Cal-Maine Foods, the egg producer, posted a huge miss. The stock is getting cracked this morning, gapping down about 6% pre-market. A tough report for them.
Got it. Let's get to the single stock stories, because my screen is lighting up with one name in particular. Lithium Americas, ticker LAC. What is happening there?
This is the biggest story of the morning. The stock is exploding higher, up over 30%. The news is that the U.S. government is going to take a stake in the company to help advance a loan. This is a massive catalyst, and traders are piling in.
30%? Incredible. What other individual names are moving?
Well, the Chinese EV makers NIO, Li Auto, and XPeng are all trading higher after reporting really strong September delivery numbers. That's a positive sign for the EV space.
I see. And on the analyst front?
Jefferies is out with a big upgrade on Delta Airlines, moving it to a buy with a $70 price target. That's giving the airline sector a nice little lift.
Okay, but I'm also seeing some negative news for a consumer favorite. Starbucks?
Yeah, a report from the New York Post claims Starbucks is planning to close dozens of stores in New York City. That's creating a bit of a headwind for the stock this morning. It's trading slightly down.
Interesting. So with all this news, what's the overall market sentiment telling you? The technicals seem pretty bullish heading into this.
They did, and that's the real tug of war here. The underlying trend is still cautiously optimistic. We're seeing rotation into growth sectors like tech and away from defensives. The VXX, which measures fear, is still relatively calm. It suggests the market isn't panicking. Yet.
So how should traders approach the open today?
The smart play seems to be sticking with what's working. Focus on momentum. With gold catching a bid, precious metals miners could see some action. And semiconductors have been showing real relative strength. A name like TSM is on the watch list for a potential continuation.
So the key takeaway is, we have a bearish headline with the shutdown, but the underlying market structure is still holding. A classic battle.
Precisely. You have to respect the headline risk. So maybe use tighter stops. But don't fight the underlying trend until it breaks. Keep an eye on key levels. For the SPY, support is around 660. For the QQQ, resistance is right at 600. A break of those levels will tell us a lot about the market's next move.
Fantastic analysis. That's your morning dose. It's a tricky open, so manage your risk and stay sharp out there, everyone.